Blog Talk Radio.
Jeremiah 10:23-24. We well know, O Lord, that to earthly man his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking even to direct his steps. Correct me, O Jehovah. However, with judgment, not in anger, that you may not reduce us to nothing.
Some of the best artists in the gospel field of today. Today we have with us Miss Skylar Caldwell from all the way from Florida, you guys. And I'm telling you, this woman has been nominated for some awesome things. She's doing so much in the world. She is about to launch her own television show. I'm telling you, God just has blessed her life. He has blessed her life tremendously. So we're going to go another song in prayer, and then we're going to go and go forth with our show. Amen.
somebody that's going through something. Grace God, looking a little dark in your life. You prayed about it, cried about it, and now you're waiting for an answer. We just want to remind you how God brought you out before. It ain't his first time. So while you're waiting, go ahead and praise him. Because if he did it before, he can do it again.
If he did it before, he could do it again. Amen, amen, amen. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Faith to Faith Radio. We are worldwide, and today you are here with Lady Love and Mr. Faith to Faith himself and DJ Rock, but we know him better as D-Rock. Amen. So today we have our special guest, Ms. Skylar Caldwell, all the way from Florida, the Orange Sunshine State. But right now we all know that it's not so orange and sunshine down there because this weather is crazy. It's doing what it want to do. But with that being said, Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for just another blessed day. God, we give you all the glory and all the honor on this day. God, we say thank you for this beautiful day that we have never seen before. We thank you, God, for waking us up in our right mind this morning. God, you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we are so grateful, God, Jesus, for a brand new grace and mercy, God. We thank you for our special guest today, God. We thank you for Ms. Skylar. We thank you for D-Rock, Mr. Faith to Faith himself, and yours truly, Miss Lady Love. God, today we just ask that you lead us in the right direction. Give us the right words to say, God. Just be our voices. And God, we lift your name up on high, all the glory and all the honor in your precious name. Amen, amen, and amen. So, without any further ado, we are going to bring on Miss Skylar all the way from Florida. Let's give her a warm welcome. Yay!
Hello, 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 my family, my friends. How are you today?
I am
so super excited to be here, to be on this platform that I consider as Faith to Faith is going to be major.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes. I am so happy. I'm so excited. You know, always when we met, I consider you as family, and you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
And that's how we're going to be, you know, family, you know, supporting one another and being there for one another. And I just love what y'all doing. I love the impact and, you know, and you're so much an inspiration to me, and I pray that I'm an inspiration to what you are doing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you. And we are so honored and so excited to have you on our program today because, excuse me, I know God has opened up so many doors for you. And I know I do want to talk to you about, because I don't want to be the only one that's asking all the questions. Mr. Faith to Faith, he had to step out for a minute. He has taken care of some business. But I do want to ask you about the Christians Got Talent show that you're going to have in 2021. Can you tell us what that all about?
Okay, yes. Well, our first show that's going to be broadcasted live with many performers from all over the world is going to be April the 24th, 2021, starting at 1 p.m. And, you know, I know everybody, mostly everyone is used. I know everyone know about Dr. Bobby Jones' gospel, where my show is going to be similar to that, but it's going to have variety of gospel artists and, you know, mind, praise, dance, or worship. You know, our platform will be open for many Christian comedians and all. So, you know, for those that knew me many years ago, that's all I used to do is have shows, you know, here in Florida. Mm. In my own community. But now I'm ready to take it to the next level, you know, to so it could be television broadcast live.
Okay, okay. To God be the glory. Amen. So I know you have like an award show coming up. Is that part of the same program?
No, what happened is because we had, even you was a part of that, our 2020 Sounds of Worship Gospel Award. And the reason why that show is so, you know, this is so on my heart because everyone that is a part of that, I want to give back. You know, for bringing your unique talent, to bringing your unique gift and sharing it to the world. And this is something that's different that, you know, I'm hosting myself, and it's like VIP, everyone that's a part of, you know, the Sounds of Worship. What happened was before COVID, you know, stepped in, it just a lot of things that happened. But, you know,
right.
I always say what was meant for my bad turned to my good, because now God is turning it to a situation where it just won't be a regular platform, but it will be also a television platform.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
So, you know, so he did that. You know, he made the way. He let me know it's not over, it's not done, but it's definitely going to be television broadcast live.
Amen. Okay, so tell the world, who is Skylar Caldwell? Who is she?
Okay, yes. Okay, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
I said, let everybody know who Skylar is, like, because they probably don't understand.
Oh,
okay. Miss Skylar.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy to announce that I am Skylar Caldwell, you know, here out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Everyone that knew me, you know, I always put on shows and award shows here in my community, and I started branching out. I'm an entrepreneur, also a gospel singer and songwriter. Also, you know, I'm writing movies, my movie scripts. My first movie is Where's My Daughter? And we also getting ready to work with plays as well. And I'm so happy to let everyone know that now the platform has been opened up for me with BET, you know, so many things that's going on with my music. I got a song that is being written that is co-hosted by Mr. Love from Sony Records called It's in the Rain. So, you know, for everyone that know me, I'm just moving forth at, as God pursue me to move, you know, in entrepreneurship and, you know, in business and career and talent. And, you know, and like I say, with my television station now, my show, and moving forth in that, bringing so many unique talent and, you know, upcoming artists and performers to the platform.
Amen, amen. Well, with that being said, I'm going to play one of your songs because I do believe I have a song, and it's called It's My Season. I think that's the name of, if I'm not mistaken. This is my season.
Oh, yeah, my winter season. Yes, when I wrote that, the Lord was dealing with me, letting everyone know that if you claim it, it will be your winter season.
Amen. So let's go with that. And when we come back, we'll bring Mr. D-Rock on, and he can ask you a few questions. And after that, we'll play some more music, and then we'll come back with Mr. Faith to Faith himself. He should be back by then. But with that being said, here we go. It's My Winning Season by Ms. Skylar Caldwell.
Claim it, I do. I will walk by faith and not by
my winning season. Y'all better get ready because it's your winning season. If you don't know that by now, then you ain't going to never know because this is our winning season. We got a new president. We got a black woman as a vice president. Let me tell you, God is doing. We got a black man down in Atlanta. We got an Asian man up in California. See, God is doing things where people, they don't even understand that that's all part of God's movement because this is our winning season. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on Miss Skyla and Mr. D-Rock. All right, let's get it. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
D-Rock.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, 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 Miss Lady Love. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing great. I've actually, you know, I had some bio that I was just reading upon you, and you have a lot of things that's going on, like Miss Love say, you have a lot of going on. But one of the things I definitely want to talk with you about, one of the questions I wanted to ask is that what inspired you to be an entrepreneur?
Okay. Like I said before, I love entertainment. I love, you know, to interact with others. And it's just been in my life to produce. Like a lot of people don't know, you know, I'm working on my first invention. And when I went to Shark Tank, the casting, you know, that was something that was so great and a new experience that, you know, we had to learn about that, you know. It always been in me, producing and promoting and pushing and, you know, and building brands and inventions and even in the music industry. That had always been me, you know, ever since I was young. And like I say, when I started, like 18, 19, like putting on shows and events and everything like that. So it was just like coming up out of me more and more as I was writing a vision.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the things that I love about you, Skyla, is that you are a winner. You know, you're a go-getter. And, you know, I know some of the things that you've been working on and things that God has really placed in your life for. What are some of the things that you want to come from the show when viewers are watching? What are some of the things that you want the viewers to be admired by?
Because when this show that, you know, even a television show, with everything that I'm bringing forth, it's just to let everybody know that, you know, to be motivated, to be motivated in your gift. And also for us to give someone else a chance that's coming forth. Because, you know, to say this, when I was building and creating, I didn't ever have a platform. You know, I knocked on many doors and many doors were shut or I didn't know the who's and the know-how of getting in. So I always said if I could create a platform, I want a platform for those that couldn't make it in those big doors, those that, you know, that they was overlooked. And that's me, because there's so many unique talents, so many unique entrepreneurs that's out there, and they might not have a chance to get seen by the big people. So I want them to be able to shine. That's why I'm opening up the platforms that I have.
Right. Absolutely. Because, you know, we have some young people out here, too, as well, that are pursuing, you know, being the entrepreneur that wants to make those goals happen. And, you know, because we want to, and I mean, this is a young generation. And, you know, we want to tell our young generation is that you can make it, too, as well, because I come from a place where I didn't have things of my own or, you know, but God has graced me with a platform where I can use my voice to be a beacon to other people. So, One of the other questions I definitely want to ask you, Skyla, is that if it ever been a point, what would be that artist or that entrepreneur or that that person? Who would you like to interview in the future?
Profession or non-profession, like what, you know? Because the thing is. To be honest with you, me, I would love to interview everyone if I could. You know, anyone that's pursuing, everyone that's in the industry of making it.
Well, yeah, you know, that's one of the things, you know, like as far as like, you know, I know you far as with like Tyler Perry, Oprah, you know.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we have, I'm sorry, but we do have in March, we have
that's going to be on our platform. We do have Kirk Franklin that's coming, so that's a plus. And then, yeah, okay. And also now we networking with the Tyler Perry, because we getting in, like, my daughter right now, one of my my baby daughter, she was, you know, going into the new season of Nickelodeon and Disney. And so right now we are opening up channels for her, even with Tyler Perry, even with myself. So it's so much that's, like I say, that's on the table that we're working with. So I'm constantly always networking.
Right, right. And as you know, hey, as they say, it's like a mother and daughter thing. You know, it's nothing like a mother and daughter doing their thing and things like that, because you have, like, you know, like Lady Love said, you have the music, you have the entrepreneur, you have the company. Is there anything that you want to add to your list in the future?
Yes, my own label.
Okay.
I want to be able, you know, so that's something I've been, like, on the down low with, because, you know, the people that I'm working with and everything, and then, you know, and right now, like, it's just been so many things that have been, like, on standstill, but at the same time, it just, you know, some doors that's opened up for me, even with, you know, contract deals. So when doors open up for me, I want to go on my own label so I can be able to, you know, get artists and, you know, performers on the platform as well.
Right. Amen. So one of my final question is that I ask this to every guest that comes on the show, is the question is that what do you want God to do in your life in 2021?
Ooh, in my life, getting closer to Him. I'm closer to more to Him, where He can use me, you know, in everything, whether it's business or ministry or in music ministry. Because where I want God to do in my life is take me higher. Because not only for us, but nations is looking for us. Global. And so we all have a unique talent that in this season is breakthrough season, where nations is looking for us, and we need to hit those platforms.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Well, with that being said, we are going to take a little pause for the cause and play a song. Thank you, Mr. D Rock, for those questions. Miss Skyler,
yes. You're welcome.
After these messages.
I'm sitting here, so close on earth to heaven and hell. I look to the heavens and I ask, when's judgment day? Dear Lord, did I pass or did I fail? And I question the Lord. Should I push forth with all of my might? Dear Lord, am I that bright shining beam of light? I believe I can fly. So I look around me and I see the violence flash to death. I close my eyes. I exhale. I quit holding my breath. Then we're just so close on earth to heaven and hell. I'm relaxing, I'm letting time pass. I'm relying on faith, hope, God, love, and trust. I believe if I pray down on my knees, I mean right. Close my eyes, He'll hold on to me throughout whatever. Me and God, we're tired of the tight. I figured it out, it was God in my dream. It was He, that bright shining beam of light. So close on earth to heaven and hell.
The sound of the trumpet has been choice is yours. And he's about to close the door. Don't let the devil win with this roar. To live with the God.
The sound of the trumpet has been blown, so you better be ready, because when the sky cracks, God is going to start picking the ones he wants to go up, up, up and away to heaven, and those that don't rise up, I don't know what to say, but just pray for you. But with that being said, we are back with our special guest, Miss Skylar Caldwell, all the way from Florida. Yes, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, folks. And we are going to bring her back on, and we are going to have Mr. Faith to Faith himself. Amen.
Well, well, well.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Miss Skylar. How you doing?
I'm holding on, fam. I'm holding on.
That's right. We yet still holding on. To God be the glory. I've been trying to get in contact with Miss Skylar Caldwell for, I don't know, about 2-3 years now. Miss Skylar, how you doing? All the way. Send us some of that sunshine you got down there in Florida, because we showing up struggling right now. No.
We got it, but it be off and on. Now, it you know, it kind of plays with us a little bit, you know, but sometimes it here, sometimes it goes. But, you know, when we get it, we enjoy it.
Amen, amen. The Sunshine State. Well,
yes.
I got too much, man. I just want to say how proud I am of you and all the work that you're doing in the gospel field, gospel ministry for entrepreneurs. Man, and I see you, I watch you. And you're working hard. You don't let nothing slow you down. And that's the main thing, man. Never let nothing slow you down. And as I know from being in this gospel field, this ministry, that a lot of things can, you know, come to, you know, try to hinder you, try to slow you down, people try to bring negativity to you. But can you tell us what it is that keeps you motivated, keeps you pushing, so that we can, you know, say nothing, just bypass those negative.
Yes. And let me say this, faith to faith, that is so powerful. That's just so powerful. And that's what we have to have, faith on top of faith to be able to move, because you're right. Because, you know, when you're starting off and you got something that's positive, you're going to always have the naysayers. You're going to have those ones that, you know, when you build it, they got so much to say. But I always say don't despise the small, because they will grow and be big, you know. And so what keep me going is I don't let it get to me. You know, I override it. When they say I can't, I say I can, you know, because it ain't nothing but the enemy trying to get in my head and make me, you know, try to fall short. So I fight much harder, and that's dealing with taking my faith to another level.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Take your faith to another level, because, yeah, they say they'll try, especially it'd be surprising that it'd be people that's close to you.
Yes.
And I found, you know, it don't hurt if somebody that don't know me.
That's true. That's so true. But when it's close to you, and you know, it's sad because a lot of them think that you can't do it. They feel like you don't have the money. But see, God holds it all. He holds it all. So when they say you don't have the money, you have it. You're already rich, because that's one thing. Can I say this? I don't have. People might think I got tens of thousands, hundred thousand in my bank account. God, when God do things for me, sometimes he blows my mind. Somebody might just say, Stella, let me just do this for you, less than. And I'm like, what? You know, so we don't need the money. We don't really need all that big money. Our faith is what's going to get us through those doors.
Say that. That's exactly what it is.
Faith is going to get us through the door. And so that title that you have, Faith to Faith, oh, my God, that's just so major. That's major. And I could just say this. It's Faith to Faith is global. It's global. And when I say global, oh, man, it's going to reach worldwide nation. Y'all just get ready, because I know I'm talking about label, but y'all get ready. Y'all just get ready.
To God be the glory. Well, we're going together. God, look out. We're going together. That's how it is. That's how we work.
Because that's what it is, a team of networking. That's what it is. And that's what it's about me. I believe in, because, you know, you got so many people, like I say, if I got leads, why not give you some leads? If I got people that need to be heard, why not give you those people that need to be heard? That's what it's all about. It's too much piece of pies in the world that we can get. We don't have to stumble over each other's toes.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm glad you said.
Just share it. Because I look at it like this. If we come up together, we're going to be millionaires together. We're going to break barriers together. We're going to come up together. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. That's God's plan. That's his kingdom, to bring all his children up together. That's what it is. And once people realize that, once they can get that in their minds, they can see the plan. They won't let people hold them back no more. I don't let people hold me back. You don't let nobody hold you back. You keep on going, no matter what they say.
That's all it is. You keep going.
Amen. To God be the glory. Miss Scholar, we got her on the line, y'all. We got her on Faith Favorite Radio Blog Talk here. What you got, Lady Love? Lady Love just stepped away.
Listen, hey, we're gonna go play a song. We're gonna go play a song, and we'll be right back with the lovely Miss Skylar.
All right.
Since I lost my job, life been a total mess. I couldn't call on the brain, cause my cell phone was disconnected. I looked at my groceries, I was good for one more day. I'm not worrying, I need to lose weight anyway. I started to walk and have money for gas. That's all right, y'all, this cheap shall pass. Keep on pushing.
Whatever it is, it's working. Hey, 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 it's working. Hey, 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 it's working. My faith, your faith, our faith is working, because works without faith is dead. So let's keep our faith. That's all we got to hold on to is faith. So let's keep it working. Amen. And we are back with the one phenomenal, the beautiful, the awesome queen of the South, Miss Skylar. She's here with us, everybody. Yes, yes, yes. So that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment that you had with Mr. Faith, the Faith himself. Like he said, we have, you know, and it's just, it's so crazy because we've been trying to get to Florida like for about 2 years now. And it's just like,
yeah,
always something that blocks it or try to block it. It doesn't really block it. It's just like, set it back a little bit further, because everything God's timing. So
yes,
that's why
is.
I look at
it
a
is.
Lot of stuff, because you know, you got, let me tell you what, anybody in this industry has haters because they don't want to see you go forward. And it's not because they don't really want to see you go forward, it's because they be angry sometimes because it's something that they want to do and they not really putting in the work to get it done. They just want it to be handed to them on a silver platter and say, you know, and that's not how, that is not how God, now, God can't work like that in the blink of an eye, but why do God want to give you something if you're not really able to handle what he gives you? So,
that's so true.
That's why they say work without faith is dead. So, if you don't put in the work, if you don't build it, if you don't set the foundation that God has given you, if you don't do all of that work that you get, all the no's and maybe and I don't know and well let me see and all of that stuff that comes around, then guess what, it ain't really worth having, because
that's so true. That is so true. And another thing, you can't live off everybody else's vision.
Exactly.
You got to have your own vision.
Exactly.
And some people try to, like, if they see your vision moving, they try to drain your vision because they don't have any vision.
Exactly. And you know what I always say, the word of God says, God gives you a vision. Make it plain. People can see the work of God that God is doing, and they don't understand it. When God gives you a vision, you're supposed to make it plain so people can see what God is doing. And God has given you some visions, and I'm telling you, you are making, and you know, I know exactly when you made a post about something, and because that's how people are. And
oh,
it's like, you know, people don't believe if they don't see it. They say,
you know,
this and that. But it's okay, though, because I'm going to tell you what happened to me and Mr. Faith to Faith. I guess this is about like maybe, I want to say like maybe 16 years ago. We Faith to Faith got started, and we was doing our first concert at this big place called the Dior Center, which is a big place in Youngstown. So we had everything organized and everything. We were selling food, because that's what we used to do, is sell dinners and everything. So we had everything. We had flyers, everything. And this young lady, she got beside herself, and she took us on Judge Mathis. And said they're fraud, they're not doing this, they're just taking people money and all this. So when we got on there, she didn't realize that I had all this proof. So once we showed the proof, you know, she looked at dumb. And then,
yeah.
like, it was, I'm going to tell you how God worked. Now, this young lady had got a picture.
Okay.
She got this picture, right? Because she was trying to make fun of me and Mr. Face to Face. So she was like, I got a picture of him and his family and blah, blah, blah. And this is his girlfriend. And we was just like, no, it's not. So the man had found the picture on the floor.
Yes.
And brought the picture to Mr. Face to Face and said, is this your picture? Because I think you dropped it. And when we was in the courtroom, she was like, I got a picture here somewhere. But she couldn't find it because, see, God, that wasn't in God's plan for you to get up there and try to make a spectacle out of somebody, because that's not what we're here for. But in all of that being said, we won that case. You know, she didn't have no real evidence or nothing because we had all the evidence of the program went on and everything.
Yeah.
It went forth. And like I just told her, you should have waited to see if they was going to do this before you brought it, because it hadn't even, the date hadn't even came up yet. But we went to court before it was time for the show. So we did have it.
Yeah.
And she was sitting there watching from the outside looking in. And that's how people
that's
are going to be doing. They're going to be.
That's true.
They're going
to
be watching you on television.
Yeah.
Because all those haters,
you're
going to pray for all of you haters and naysayers, because thank you for pushing us even harder when they when we have
you know, what you're saying is so true. Let me just say this for a minute or so, because like I say, I always have shows here, and it seemed like 2 years now. It's like the first show I had, I couldn't believe it was more of a, I'm going to say just like it was a sabotage, it was a setup, because I supposed to went in with some couple of people that deal with the radio station I was with, and they knew they wasn't coming, and it left me in a bind, so I had to let everybody know. What, you know me, I don't, I just tell people, things wasn't right, and so I'm sorry, because like I always tell people, go back to my history. I had awards when I was giving out hundreds of awards, came out of my pocket. If they go back, if I gave out a Bobby Jones award, I remember when people was saying that's a lie, she didn't know, she don't know them, and kind of find out Everett Drake. You get in contact with him and say, Skylar, he was one of my judges, and the guy Mark Samuel won. We was on a platform with him. You go back, you'll see the pictures. So I always tell people, just because you see some little flaws, go back to the history. If you go back to my history, you'll see I put on shows after one another. So and then when COVID hit, it took a blow, because everything shut down in Florida. And so like I tell people, you know, before you judge, find out the person's history. Because I remember when they were saying that I never was on Bobby Jones. I had to show that footage that I was on Bobby Jones. And not only on there, me and him was singing together. It's footage if they go down and they'll see this, me and him passing the mic singing to each other.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have people that say that. Then I had people told me I wasn't on the Shark Tank casting. And so I had to show the wristband. I showed it. I said, hey, we right here now. We in Dallas, Texas right now and stuff, you know, and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think that you can't afford it or who are you, but they don't understand some things. Like I always tell people with Shark Tank, even with the casting, it ain't what you think it is. Television show you one thing, but they don't show you all the process you got to go through to get to the television.
They don't show you that.
Your casting just pitching to other people, and then the other people got to take to these people. So you go through 3 or 4 different channels before you get on TV. You know, so that's why I always tell people, check out the history, you know, check out the history.
Right.
And like I tell people now, if they don't believe me with the television show, get in touch with Now Network, call them. They'll tell you that's my show. My show is on, you know. So I always tell people, before you speak, go check things out, you know, because it's going to happen, you know. And I'm just glad, you know, like, you know, everything that happened is for a reason. Like I say, all the shows that got shut down, it happened for a reason. Now it won't be just a regular show. It's going to be television broadcast live.
Okay, come on now, somebody. Come on now.
So what the enemy meant for bad is going to turn to good. So now we're not just having no more shows in the building. It's going to be television broadcast live.
Yes. And God's going to take all your enemies and turn them into your footstool.
Ooh.
It's not going
Come on. Yeah, because, see, we on the same platform. Kirk Franklin, Mary, all these people share these platforms with the Now Network.
Yes,
so you never know who's going to get up there and sing, and these people snatch them. This is what I'm talking about.
Yes. People better, I'm telling you, the word of God say, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Now, you got to be careful who people got to be careful who they put their mouth on. Because I'm going
to
tell you.
They have to. They have to. And then before you speak, you know, before they speak, they need to go check out the person's history. Because, you know, in every situation, every business situation, it's going to be a glitch. It's going to be something that may put a pause to something. But, you know, and that's how so many people, because I'm going to say this, and I know we're going to be done. For those that put their mouth on me, then they're going to wonder why I never turned the phone call back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So well, now you that you see me moving and you investigated me, you found out what you need to know. Now you're trying to call me. Don't call me now.
Come on now. Come on.
I want the real soldiers.
Yes, ma'am. And you know I've always told you that we're here if you need us, if you want us.
We're here
to help you, whatever we can help with. And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I still mean it right now today because I know what you're talking about. And the people just go on and check out your website. That's why we have a website, so you can see our history. You know what I'm saying?
Check out the history. Check out the history.
Check it out. So let me ask you this. I'm going to bring on Mr. Faith to Faith himself and Mr. D-Rock. I'm just going to ask you, before I ask them if they have anything else to say, tell us what's coming up, and if somebody want to get in contact with you, how can they reach out and get in contact with you?
Okay, yes. Well, like I say, April the 24th is official, and I love it to say that. April the 24th, 2021, we have our Grand Gospel Explosion Television Network. You know, so we have up to 25 performers. And so this is going to be broadcast live on the Now Network in 236 million homes. And so we want you to bring your talent, your gift, and we got slots available, you know, if you want to come and perform and be on the television. And everyone can contact me at television.s@yahoo.com. And that's our support team. Once you email them, they will forward all the information over to me.
Amen.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have so much that's coming up. And, if you know, with our television show, it airs every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and also 11 a.m. And if you would like for your YouTube or your video to be featured on the show, you could do the same thing. Contact us and let us know, you know, if you're interested in it, if you want to be a sponsor or, you know, you want your logo. Whatever it is, we here now. We open up the platform for business, business entrepreneurs. If you got products, brand, whatever it is, the platform is open.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Anything you want to say?
We'll be shooting you that information for your television show, for our logo and everything, and getting you some videos of our artists. So thank you for the information. I'm be getting right on that. And that was
okay,
a blessing
thank you.
On.
And- Thank you, and I need y'all to really, because it's in the rain coming out with Sony, you know, so we're going to be definitely with Sony Entertainment and with Mr. Love, so y'all be looking out for that, because they wrote this song for me, and we're going to be recording this song sometime this month, so, you know, and I'll let y'all know when it's completed, but I feel like that song is going to be prophetic to the soul, letting people know your blessing is there. Don't run, don't run from it. It's there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
D Rock.
Blessed.
Yes, indeed. Lady Love. Yes. But I just want to say thank you so much, Scholar, for the opportunity and your testimony.
You really
inspired many others.
Thank you. And can I say this? Keep going.
Yes.
Just keep going. Faith to Faith is the name alone, like I say, is going to take over nations. So for those that want that sitting back looking and judging, they better take two seats because Faith to Faith is about to grow.
Hey.
Amen. We accept. We
they need to take 10 seats. They need to take 10 seats back.
Thank you.
They need to take 10 seats back.
Thank you.
Amen. We going together, Scholar.
Sorry.
Yes.
Amen. Could you real quick tell them about your magazine?
Yes, okay. We have Christian Entertainment Music Magazine. I'm so happy that this is our fourth issue. It's going out. As a matter of fact, it's going out today to everyone. I'm so glad that my sister, my blessed sister Phyllis, she's in it. So I'm so glad to get that a shout out from, face to face. I'm glad to shout out. But our magazine is really actually giving hope, letting everybody know this is another platform. But what we're doing now is we're taking up another notch now. It's going to be, the name is going to change, and it's going to be Christians Got Talent Show Magazine. So everyone that's featured on the show will be in a magazine, and from the who's to who's, it's going to be lit. So everyone will be able to get a chance to know who's going to be in the magazine because of the television network.
Amen. Amen. Well, Miss Scholar, you know you have truly been a blessing, and it has been an honor. Finally, we got you on our show, and I'm sure we're going to be networking back-to-back, face-to-face, entertainment, DR Global Media Group. We're going to be doing it all together. Miss Skylar is going to be doing some things, y'all, so get ready, because 2020 ain't got nothing on 2021, so we want to thank you for coming on
our show. And what the old saying is, Mama, we about to take over the world. We about to take over the world.
Amen. Here we come. 2021, we about to blow it up, y'all. Let's get it.
Okay, kaboosh.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, D-Rock. Mr.
Thank you.
I'm Lady
Love. Thank you,
Thank you,
Thank
you,
Amen.
We are going to go out with a song, and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you all have a blessed day. Amen.
Thank you so much.
When I pray, oh yes, you can. Think I'll say it one more time. If I was a thousand miles away, could my Jesus hear me when I pray? Well, could my Jesus understand what I have to say? If I'm here or there, well, I know that Jesus' love spreads everywhere. If I was a thousand miles away, if I was a pray, well, could my Jesus understand what I have to say? I know that Jesus knows all things. He even understand when the birds sing. Just a whisper, understand you.
of His word becomes alive. Heaven and earth will all pass away. If I was a thousand miles away, if I was a thousand miles away, will could I, Jesus, hear me when I pray? What I have to say, hey, hey, good my Jesus, hear you when you pray. Good my Jesus, hear me if I was a thousand miles away. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000
miles away.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
Miles away.
When you pray every day on your knee, what do you say?